Thanks for joining us for another great message preached live from Hope City Church, Liverpool. For more information about Hope City Church, check out our website at www.hopecitychurch.tv.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you, band. Love that. Love the clapping. Fantastic. How are we doing, Liverpool? Good. So this week's been an interesting one. Threw myself out of a plane. And Dave did say to me, just as I was about to go out of the plane, he said, "Oh, Lou, will you preach in Liverpool on Sunday?" I went, "Yeah!" And I went, "Woo!" But it was the oddest thing ever, because when we were driving to the place in Lincolnshire, it was chucking it down with rain, and it was so grey. And, you know, you kind of resign yourself to the fact, this ain't going to happen. Brill. And then suddenly there was like a strip of blue, and we thought, could it? And then my name got called. I was the first. So I got my jumpsuit on and my harness and my mate Rob, he's my tandem. And we went up in this plane, and you can imagine like World War II movies where they all clamber on. It was like that. And we went up, and then at 10,000 feet, we let the acrobatic team go. They went and do their thing, and then we went up higher. And then this girl, Juliet, don't know who she is. God bless her, but she's great. And she jumped out, and then it was my turn. And what you have to do is they bring up the shutter door, and you go to the edge like this, and you put your hands on your harness. And Rob, my instructor, is actually attached to me. And he said, "Lou, I want you to lift your feet up now." So you lift your feet up so you're completely suspended, and he's carrying you. And then we just went, and it was all right because I went into a cloud, so I couldn't see anything. But you know, like with clouds, you think, oh, they're soft, they're fluffy. No, they're not. They're mean suckers. Let me tell you why. They're full of these ice crystals. So I'm falling, and it's like all these ice crystals being thrown at my face, but I'm going at 120 miles per hour. So it's like, shh, like, oh no, my face is falling off. And then the we fell for about a minute, and then the parachute, and then I landed, and everyone cheered. And it was amazing. And I wanted to get back up again, but now I don't. Now, whenever I see a cloud, I kind of slightly freak out. But it was great. It's great. So I encourage you all to do it. Yeah, do it. Gary, next year, it's you. And, what else is happening? I am getting ready for kids camp, which is a week on Tuesday. And I'm so much looking forward to it. I love speaking at kids camp. And doing two sessions. And the Wednesday night session is, I'm really believing that the Holy Spirit's going to do a right number on our kids. I am praying, fasting. I'm saying, Holy Spirit, just hover in that room. And I'm believing that those kids will never be the same again, that the Holy Spirit's going to come upon them, that they're going to be baptized, and they're going to leave that camp completely changed and ready to change our world. So I do encourage you that if you have got kids the age of 7 to 11, if you haven't booked them in, book them in. I've been in so many camps, and their lives will be transformed. Brilliant. So today, I'm going to talk about this. The blank canvas. There you go. Did you see what I do? It's very clever. Gifted communicator sometimes, hopefully today. So this is a blank canvas. And I want to say to you this morning that your life is a blank canvas. We haven't been a month, a day, a minute, a second there. Anything could happen. So what colours, shapes and textures will appear on the blank canvas of your life, your next season? Well, what happens in the next 12 months will be determined by the words that come out of your mouth. This is what it says in Proverbs 18, verse 21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The tongue has the power of life and death. Your words are incredibly powerful. They have the power of life and death. And if you're anything like me, you're like, really? Let me remind you who you are in God. You are a child of God. You are seated in heavenly realms with Christ Jesus. You are chosen. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. The same spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is in you right now. You are anointed. You have authority. And whatever you say goes. Whatever you say goes. This is what it says in John 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. What you say goes. Whatever you ask for in his name is yours. This is what it says in Matthew 17, verse 20. He replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Hello, mountain mover. How you doing, person? Nothing is impossible for you. I'm loving this. Right, Matthew 7, verses 7 to 11. I'm getting the word in you. I want you to realize who you are this morning. I want the city of Liverpool to recognize what is in this room right now. Okay, Matthew 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. Here we go. Here's a biggie. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Come on, whatever you ask for, it is yours. God has got good gift upon good gift upon good gift for you. So my question to you this morning is, what are you asking for? What are you expecting to believe for? Come on, what are we receiving this morning? Hope City, I'm encouraging you this morning to put on your beret and your smock. Pick up your palette, your paints and your brushes, and let's colour the blank canvas of your life. It's time to speak life and change your world. Right, there are three areas in which I want you to speak life into. Number one, it's you. I want you to speak life into yourself. You know what? Life is not que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. When we set out on a journey, you plan your course. And as you set out in your life, you need to plan your course. Declare it. Speak it out. This is where I am going in my life. Now, I love City Hearts. I've proved it this week. I fell out of a plane. That's how much I love City Hearts. It's this amazing ministry where we look after victims of human trafficking. It's powerful. It's an influential ministry. But I remember the day when all that was in balance. I remember the day when I was in Emily Stone's office in the Mega Centre in Sheffield, and we just received the letter from the contractor saying that we hadn't been chosen, that they weren't going to use our house. And you know, my first response was, I don't want to tell Dave. But I did. And he sat across from me and he read the letter. Now, I've worked with Dave Gilpin for 15 years. I know that man. And I'm looking at him and I've seen it time and time again where the situation is impossible. And yet these words of wisdom come out of his mouth, a strategy, and it's just like from heaven. And I'm looking at him. And I'm thinking, I wonder what he's going to say. And he read the letter. And then he looked at me. And then he gave me the letter back. And these were his words of wisdom. Louise, this is now your problem. Solve it. And, you know, over the professional, yes, of course, no problem, Dave. And on the way back to my office, which is the other end of the corridor, I was going, how come I get all the naff jobs round here? So there I am in my office with this task of ringing a complete stranger and tell him, you know what, you've made a mistake and you should pick City Hearts. And I was staring at the phone for ages going, oh, I can't do it. And then I just, oh, Louise, just get a grip. So I stood up and I was just about to take the receiver and I thought, you know what, I am going to declare something. And I thought, if I'm going to declare something, I'm going to declare it out loud. So here I am in my office in the mega centre saying this, right, God, this man who I'm going to ring, God, he is going to like me. He is going to really, really like me. And I'm praying for divine favour. And I declare that that house is going to be used for human trafficking. And God, I declare there is not enough. There are going to be houses across this nation. And God, I declare that we will inform government policy and this will bring authority and influence. And by the end of that, oh yes, the conqueror had woke up within me. And I thought, right, I am having you. And this is how the phone call went. I went, hello, this is Louise Davis from City Hearts in Sheffield. Thank you very much for your letter. I just wanted to phone and let you know that I think you're wrong. And he said, I'm sorry. I said, yeah, I think that you're wrong. I think that you should choose City Hearts because we're a professional organisation. We're going to bring top class care and we are going to be like a jewel in your crown. He's going, well, no. I said, do you know what? I believe that so passionately. I'm going to get in my car right now and I am coming down to Birmingham to see you. Will you have 10 minutes to see me? And he went, I don't think I want to see you. I went, you what? I said, Nate, I'm not kidding, but your life has been at a certain level. And when you meet me, it's going to go to a whole nother level. To which he laughed. Now, in the natural, that's a laugh. But in the supernatural, that's the sound of the scraping of a mountain begin to move. And he said, Louise, I just don't think I've got 10 minutes. I said, don't worry. I'm sending one of my couriers down right now, an academy student. Okay, so one of my couriers right now with the proposal, will you promise that you will read this? And he said, yeah, I'm telling you, City Hearts is going to be amazing. I want you to reconsider your decision. They did reconsider that decision. And we don't just have the one house. We now have three. And goodness knows what's in store for City Hearts. Already Jen Baker is influencing, you know, government policy. You know, Jen Gilpin's been interviewed for television and for magazines. I don't know where it's going to go, but I know where it started. With a declaration. What are you speaking over your life? This is what it says in Matthew 18, verse 18. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Your words are incredibly powerful. What needs binding in your life right now? Cancer, be gone in Jesus' name. What needs loosening? Job promotion right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, Hope City. Let us not sit back. This is our time to speak life. Now, last October, I spoke at a women's conference. They let me loose ever so often in Hereford. And after the first, they were ever so posh. They were lovely. They were really lovely. And after the first session, this lady came up to me and she said, I like you. She says, you're northern and you say it as it is. I thought, well, that's the best compliment I'm going to get. I'll take it. Right. But the second session was all about mind your own business. And what I was encouraging the ladies is that we're all called to do certain things and we need to get on with it and not compare ourselves to other people. And the obvious one for me to compare myself would be to my peer, Siobhan Bullock. But Siobhan's been called to, you know, pastor Hope City Frankfurt. And that's not what I'm called to. I'll tell you why I'm not called to Hope City Frankfurt. Do you want to hear the story that I told the ladies? Here we go. I'm in Madeira on holiday, as you do, about 4 years ago. And I'm a mum. I've got two small kids. You know what it's like, mum? You go on holiday, but you're not really on holiday. You're just transferring the chaos to another location. And I said to my husband, Chris, I need a break, love. I need a break. I'm on holiday. I need a break. And I said, can I go down to the spa and just have a bit of time out? Anyway, yeah, go on, love. Go on, have half an hour. All right, thanks. So generous. God bless that, mum. And so anyway, I'm in the sauna. And you know, it's gorgeous. You know, you're just relaxing. When all of a sudden, this man appeared. Now, there's a few things that you need to know about this man. Number one, he's quite old. Number two, he's quite fat. Number three, he's German. And number four, he's got no clothes on. Now, all the godly women in this, you would have gone, sorry, I'm a better go, you know. Not me. Because I was angry. I thought, wait a minute, this is my half an hour. Half an hour. So I looked at him and I thought, you and your little Frankfurter can stay at that side of the sauna because I ain't going anywhere. And that was the moment that I knew that I wasn't called to Germany. So, but the thing that people speak over my life is politics. And so I'm telling the ladies, I'm not called to Germany, but I'm called to be a part of politics. And then the most remarkable thing happened. It's something that I've never done before. But at that little women's conference in Hereford, I started to declare what kind of politician I would be. And I said, this is what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a woman known for my integrity. And I am going to bring light to the darkness of Parliament. The movers and the shakers of this nation will know me because of who I am and what I stand for. I am a daughter of the King, and that is going to be displayed for all to see. Well, it was a lot more passionate than that. And all the ladies are like, yeah! And I'm going, you'd vote for me, ladies! And they're going, yeah! You need to be careful what you declare over your life. 2 weeks ago, I went on counsellor training. This Tuesday, I'm going to learn how to develop my campaign. On Tuesday, I'm meeting with my MP for lunch. On Wednesday, another councillor. In October, I'm going down to Parliament to put my stake in the ground. And at the end of next month, I'm stepping down as Mega Centre Director to pursue politics. Pastor Dave came to see me just a few weeks ago and he went, Lou, it's time. Don't worry, I'm still part of the team, still part of Hope City Church, I'll still come and preach, all right. But it started with a declaration. So what is going to happen in your life? Job promotion, a baby, a husband, a wife, financial breakthrough, relationships restored. It's not enough to keep it hidden in your heart. You need to speak it out. Because when you speak it out, you engage with your faith. On your blank canvas, can you see it? This flecks of colour. Your next season has just become interesting. Hope City, it's time to speak life. The second area that I want us to speak life is into each other. God has hand chosen the people in this room to build his kingdom here in Liverpool. It's ridiculous, but true. But we are the answer for this city. And God wants us to be united in mission, in purpose, in vision, and in heart. But you see, as we're moving forward, there will be friction. This is what it says in Proverbs 27, verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And if you look at that analogy of iron sharpening iron, there's sparks flying. There was conflict in the Garden of Eden. There was conflict with Jesus' disciples, and there was conflict in the early church. And I guarantee you that as we move forward together, there will be conflict. But could we make a commitment to one another that we would continue to speak highly of one another? This is what it says in James 3, verses 9 to 10. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Now, last year on kids camp, something quite extraordinary happened. In that after we did the It's a Knockout, Mum and I decided to have a go on the sumo wrestling game. Now, my mum is 4'10". And 65. So we got these swimming wrestling costumes on. You know, you've seen the ones at film fairs. And I thought, my mum's an OAP, bless her. I'll let her have the first go. Well, she really walloped me. She went like that. I thought, I'm not having that. So I pushed her back. She fell backwards, banged her head. She's out cold. Out cold. And I ran over like this in my suit. And I looked at her, and I looked at Joel Richards, who is in our Sheffield congregation, and the look, and we both knew, I've killed my mother. And my heart's beating like this. How on earth am I going to tell my dad that I've killed my mum in a sumo suit? And then, you know, front pages of the Nationals, pastor kills mother in sumo bout. And Thomas, my little five-year-old, goes, Mummy, you've killed Nanan. And I went, it's all right, get a first aider. So they got out, and bless her, just knocked her out. That's all. And she went to the doctors. She got whiplash, and we're not going to do that this year. And she only mentions it about five times a week, so she's getting over it. So, but that's how we can be in church life, that we're trying to knock each other out with our words. No. That's not how it's supposed to be. This is what God wants for us as we advance the kingdom of God together. It says this in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Let's encourage one another. Now, October last year, October 2012, in my memoirs, the pre-Downing Street years, that will be known as the Goliath Slaying Month. Because as a mega centre director in Sheffield, I faced two giants. And instead of being intimidated, I took my ground and I thought, I'm having you. But it felt as though every day I had to go to my stream and get my five stones because I was about to slay some pretty big giants. And the good news is that God gave us victory and we did slay those giants. But at the end of the month, I felt really battle weary. And that's Christian speak for, you know, like tired, cheesed off and add it up to weird, you know. Don't know if you've ever felt like that. And I can remember sitting in my car in the car park across from the mega centre, just looking at it. It was in the morning and I just couldn't get out of the car. Just didn't want to go into work. And I said to God, God, give me one reason why I'm getting out of this car now and going back into work. And I just really felt as though God was saying, Lou, it's the call of God. Well, I didn't think that, Vic. I went, is that the best you've got? Is that it? All right, I'll have to do. So I walked in, and there on my desk was this beautiful orchid that someone had got me. And later on the day, someone brought me this box of chocolates and then the soundtrack to my favourite musical. And then I got a couple of cards of encouragement. You see, when I was down on the ground, out for the count, men and women of God came around me and said, come on, Lou, you don't live down there. Let's time to soar. I love the story in 2 Kings 6. It's the king of Aram. And he's really, really cheesed off with Elisha. So much so that he sends out an army to kill him. And Elisha's servant is like, oh my word, we're surrounded by an army. And Elisha says to his servant, don't be afraid, for those who are with us are far greater than those that are with them. And he prays, God, open my servant's eyes. And God does that. And as the servant opens his eyes, he sees chariots of fire surrounding them. And I don't know where you are at this moment. Maybe you are feeling a little bit of battle weary. Maybe this last season took the stuffing out of you. But I encourage you, look up and see the chariots of fire. Because God is surrounding you with men and women of God who want to speak encouragement into your weary soul. God hasn't left you. He loves you. And even now he's positioning those men and women of God. But the challenge is, how can we be that chariot of fire for someone else this week? And it's the simplest thing. It's a phone call. It's a little note. It's a text message. It's a hug. It's a smile. It's a cup of coffee. It's a bunch of flowers. But there's people in this room right now that you need to encourage. Get out your brush and flex some paint on somebody else's canvas with words of encouragement. Our next season has just become beautiful. It's time to speak life. The third and final area that I want us to speak life to is into us, into Hope City Church. You see, Hope City Liverpool, wow. You can sense the excitement in the room. We're on the verge of something massive, aren't we? And I'm believing that as we move into the heart of the city, that God's going to roll out a red carpet for you. That this will be a season of influence. It'll be a season of power, of expansion. And that we're going to see things happen in that little theatre that we have never seen before. But unless there's lots of Christians seriously cheesed off with their churches and we get a mass influx of people from other churches, the only way that we're going to fill that venue is by seeing our friends, our family, our work colleagues saved. And how are they going to visit Hope City Church? Well, that happens when you choose to speak life and encouragement into them. In December, I went to the South Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Awards. I was put on a table of Lord Mayor's. Oh, I was in my element. And it was brilliant. But there was this story of this young woman called Sinead. And she was in her house and it was on fire. And they recalled, they displayed this telephone conversation that she had with the call centre worker, Liam, who was on the other end of the 999 call. And she's going, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And Liam's going, Sinead, I need you to stay calm. I'm going to die. Sinead, I've got two ambulances, two fire engines on the way to you right now. Okay. Sinead, are you in the house alone? Yeah, the fire's downstairs. I'm locked in my bedroom. Please help me. Sinead, I've got two fire engines on the way now. I need you to listen to me, lovey. I'm going to talk you out of this. Okay, look in your room. Is there a towel? Have you got a bathroom? I've got a bathroom. Put it down by the door. I can hear the sirens. Yes, I've got two engines on the way to you right now. Sinead, put that robe against the door. I want you to block out the air. Okay, can you do that? Yeah. Sinead, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get down on the floor. Sinead, listen to me. Get down on the floor. And it was like remarkable, you know, to hear this 999 conversation. And sure enough, the two engines came and they saved her and everything like this. But it was a beautiful moment on stage when Liam and Sinead met for the first time. And it was like, oh, you saved my life. And we're like this. I'm like crying. The Lord Mayor's are crying. Oh, it was beautiful. And we really honoured Liam because he spoke words that led her out of a fire. that our words don't lead our family, our friends, and our work colleagues out of a fire, but the fire. I'm going to introduce two words to you that could change your life this morning. Very simple. Not even profound, but they will change your life. And the two words are, would you? And if you that use those on a regular basis, you're going to see your friends and family come to know the Lord. Let me explain to you. This is where you are. You're in faith. And let's say you've got a work colleague. And you say to that work colleague, oh, would you like to come out for a coffee? Would you like to get a bite to eat? Yeah. You move them to a place of food. Oh, would you like to go bowling? Would you like to go to our open house party? Yeah. Move them to friendship. Oh, would you like to come to our church service? We've just moved into the Epstein Theatre. It's going to be amazing. Move them to a place of freedom. Oh, would you like to come to our Connect? There's a group of us going to Fabulous. Come with us. It'd be great. Move them to a place of family. Would you like to be on my team? Have you considered would you like to go on the Leadership Academy? You move them to future. Two words, would you? So this morning, I encourage you, would you embrace our vision of food? Would you get out there and meet some non-Christians? And would you take them by the hand and introduce them to Jesus Christ, our Saviour? This is what it says in Colossians 4, verses 5 to 6. I'm reading from the Message. Use your heads as you live and work among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. Make the most of every opportunity. Be gracious in your speech. The goal is to bring out the best in others in conversation, not put them down, not cut them out. Let's not miss this. You know what? We're not just going to move into the Epstein Theatre and it's like, you know, Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams, build it and they will come. We need to bring them in. And that's when we say the words, would you? So come on, Hope City. It's time to speak life. Last year, I can have the musicians up, that'd be great. Last year, a person won £64 million in the Euro Millions. Brilliant. Wasn't me, otherwise I wouldn't be here. Being Hope City Caribbean. And they won £64 million, but it hit the headlines because it was never claimed. The deadline passed and the £64 million went to charity. Can you imagine how tragic that is? You've got a ticket in your hand, you've bought it, and you don't submit it, so you don't get the prize. Well, Jesus Christ came not to give us £64 million. He came to give us something priceless, and that was life to the full. He came to give us the life where we could have the job promotions, that we could have that partner, that we could have restored relationships, where we could have pay rises, the ideal job. He came to bring all that. And you have a ticket in your hand today. And it's called your declaration. It's called the words that come out of your mouth. And all you have to do is open your mouth and say something. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. I wonder what could happen in your life, in our lives, and in this church, because we as a people decided, do you know what? It's not que sera, sera. I am setting my course. I'm going to be known as a mountain mover. I'm going to be asking and receiving. I'm going to knock on that door and expect it to be open. And I want Hope City Liverpool to go from strength to strength to strength. I want my life to be one of influence and power, because each one of us decided to speak life.
Thanks for joining us for another great message preached live from Hope City Church, Liverpool. For more information about Hope City Church, check out our website at www.hopecitychurch.tv.